Arizona's obesity rates have generally held steady over the past few years. The 2017 State of Obesity Report finds Arizona's rate last year was 29%. That's up about half a percent from 2015 and essentially the same as 2014. With me to talk about the numbers is Celia Nabor. She's Bureau Chief for Nutrition and Physical Activity and Arizona State Director for the Food and Nutrition Program, WIC, in the Arizona Department of Health Services. And Celia, what do you make of the results first off?
It's along the trend of what we've been noticing, at least for WIC participants. And so we do collect a large data set of anthropometric data, including heights, weights. So we have a lot of information that we can create trends to be able to identify if we're moving the mark. And what we have seen over the last few years is that it's been leveling out. And so I'm not surprised by it. We do have many different efforts going on in Arizona.
You referenced that the state is seeing these rates sort of level off. I'm wondering, is that seen as a good thing? Is it seen as a bad thing? Like, how do public health officials consider that?
Well, I would say for many years we saw the levels increasing, so to see that they're leveling out is promising, showing that some of our strategies are working, and now, of course, we want to see things in the downward trend. So there is something called the Arizona Health Improvement Plan, the state health improvement plan that has various different areas of concentration. One of those is obesity, and so we have various different strategies where we've partnered with a lot of different organizations throughout Arizona to try to leverage what we're doing around obesity so that we can further improve in that area.
Among all the things that the State Health Department does, I'm wondering where obesity and prevention falls sort of in the priority list, both in terms of effort, but also resources, money, time, energy, that sort of thing.
It is a priority for the entire state of Arizona, also, of course, a priority here at Department of Health. So all of the programs within my bureau focus on obesity prevention, active living, nutrition, physical activity, breastfeeding. So all of our programs are in line with all of those priorities. There's a total of 15 programs where we're all focusing on different parts of the initiative, but I would say that it's very high on the priority list.
Is there a number within the health department or that's sort of talked about among public health officials that is an acceptable obesity rate that if the state could get to level X, that is considered okay?
Well, we do have a governor's scorecard that we worked on last year, and we're getting ready to release our metrics this upcoming year. And I would say it's hard to say that a certain percentage would be acceptable, but we are hoping to move the mark a few percentile because that is what we consider to be realistic. Ideally, we would be able to move the mark much further, but we want to be able to make realistic goals for ourselves.
What would be a realistic goal, do you think? Is it just moving down a few percentage points?
So we are keeping the target. So the way that we phrase it is adults at a healthy weight instead of based on obesity. So we're not framing it that way. So the target is 34.8. And so that was our target last year as well, and we did not reach it. So we're going to keep that target instead of decreasing it or increasing it. We're going to keep it the same since we didn't reach it last year.
How close did the state get?
32.6%.
Okay, so
healthy weight. We're about 2%.
Yeah, a couple percentage points below. How much of trying to reduce the obesity rate is frankly out of your control, out of health officials' control? I mean, it seems a lot of it would come down to whether or not people exercise, whether or not they eat well, whether or not they have access to healthy foods, things that really a health department doesn't have a whole heck of a lot of control over.
Correct. We are still trying to do work in those areas. As you mentioned, we have different programs like the Farmers Market Nutrition Program. Maricopa County is doing an outstanding initiative around trying to raise awareness and increase purchases at farmers markets. So there's a lot of work being done in that area. We're also trying to meet families where they're at, specifically in the WIC program. We know that some of them don't live in safe neighborhoods and can't walk around their neighborhood for physical activity. So we try to give them different alternatives that they can do within the safety of their home. So there are things that we are still trying to provide tips and helpful information to family, meeting them where they're at.
Celia Nabor is Bureau Chief for Nutrition and Physical Activity and the Arizona State WIC Director in the State Department of Health Services. We'll post a link to the State of Obesity Report, which is put out by the Trust for America's Health and Robert Wood Johnson Foundation, at theshow.kjzz.org.